before things become a bit delicate, so just if you pay attention. Laylatul Qadr, instantaneous sending down of the Quran occurred. Or the Nuzuli time. But before it was sent down, there was a mother of the book. There was the essence of the book. That is in its place. That is an immaterial, indivisible reality. And that existed from pre-eternity. That's Allah's knowledge, the mother of the book. Existed from pre-eternity, will exist post-eternally. This Ummul Kitab existed, and it is immaterial, it is indivisible. But then, from that Ummul Kitab, two forms of the Quran were sent down. Don't say Ummul Kitab was sent down. The Quran was sent down in two forms. One form is Inzali, the whole Quran with the chapters and verses were sent down instantaneously. And one was Nuzuli, the whole Quran was sent down right over 23 years. Is that clear? Inshallah.
So there's another Quran left somewhere?
That's the mother of the book, yes. But when we speak of sending down, when we speak of descent, Ummul Kitab, you can't use the word descent in relation to Ummul Kitab. It's something timeless, placeless. It doesn't descend. Why? We'll come in a minute. So there are two forms of being sent down. Both forms are divisible and particular. Okay? But Ummul Kitab existed before. None of those two are Ummul Kitab. Chapter 15, verse 21. This not anything whose origins aren't don't lie with us. Everything lies in Allah's knowledge. Everything, from pre-eternity to post-eternity. The origin is Allah's knowledge. The origin is Allah's, is the mother of the book. Quran, the reality of the Quran is a complex, abstract reality. It's not something which, you know, was once upon a time, came to be once upon a time. No, it always was. This is Allah's knowledge. And then it says, وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعَلُومٍ. And we don't send it down except in a known measure. Now, we have a mother of the book. Whatever is sent down is in a known measure, is in a divisible measure. Be it instantaneous, be it over 23 years, but whatever is revealed, is sent down, nunazziluhu, meaning sent down, it's in a measure, it has measure, it's particular, it's not immaterial. But that's being sent down once upon a time. It happened instantaneously. The whole verses, chapters, that divisible reality was sent down to the heart of the Prophet in Laylatul Qadr. And it happened also, the same words and chapters, but over 23 years. So we accept that the Quran has two realms of existence. There is an indivisible reality in relation to the Quran. It's free from particularity, it's free from divisibility, it's the mother of the book, it's Allah's knowledge. There's another realm of existence that's divisible, but although it's divisible and particular, it can be either sent down altogether, that divisible particular reality, or it is sent down over a period of time. That is why the general disposition. Now, this indivisible reality, the mother of the book, doesn't reach the Holy Prophet by being sent down. That indivisible reality, the mother of the book. That's immaterial, it's indivisible, being sent out does not even qualify with respect to such a reality, the indivisible, immaterial reality. Being sent out doesn't qualify. It's not correct to say that. If it were to be sent out, that Ummul Kitab, it would no longer be Ummul Kitab then. Because you're allocating place, time to it. That can't qualify in relation to Allah's knowledge. So in إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ, maybe we revealed, we sent down in the end of the Anzali type, instantaneously. Anzal means instantaneous sending down. We sent it on Laylatul Qadr. All the verses and the chapters were revealed upon the heart of the Prophet. Which Laylatul Qadr we don't know, of which year. It could have been maybe 10 years before, maybe more, maybe less. There's some discussion, but I don't want to enter that now. So the whole Quran, all in one go, with the chapters and verses, was sent down to Laylatul Qadr, not Ummul Kitab, because the Ummul Kitab is not sendable. That's something immaterial now. It's indivisible. So Ummul Kitab has no meaning to say it was sent down. It doesn't qualify in relation to this reality. So what happened there? Now this is working on where we left off last night. Because the Quran, at the end of the day, irrespective of whether it was instantaneously sent down or a repeat of time, was a manifestation of that Ummul Kitab through the soul of the Prophet. We said the Quran is a product of the soul of the Prophet. This we explained through cash. What happens is the Prophet ascends spiritually, Mi'raj. He ascends to Ummul Kitab. He ascends to the realm of the essence of Allah. It's a result of his spiritual ascension. He acquires unity with Ummul Kitab as a result of is ascending to it. So with every revelation, the first is an ascension of the Ma'soom, and later there are two descensions, the instantaneous Enzali type and the gradual Nuzuli type. Ummul Kitab wasn't sent down. The Prophet ascended, became annihilated in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The station of Fana. There, remember in Kash, last night, that unveiling, one ascends in super angelic realms, unveils abstract data, then converts it into Barzakhi pictures. Look, we've gone through this last night. See, these are important concepts to grasp. In Kash, we said, one ascends to immaterial realms, unveils data, abstract divine data, then the soul converts that data into Barzakhi pictures. That's Kash. That's the mechanism of revelation. Here, with our Holy Prophet, he ascended spiritually, he unveiled a divine abstract data, which is Ummul Kitab, in its entirety. There was no sending down, he ascended, and then he revealed it. It was revealed upon him. He converted that abstract immaterial data into a set of pictures. What we see in our dreams, even in our dreams, we ascend to those realms too, superangelic realms. We too, every night, Muslim or non-Muslim, we unveil data. But since our soul isn't the pure Ma'soom soul, the pictures are a bit twisted and confused. you ascend spiritually, your heart, the purer it becomes, that conversion of the abstract divine data into pictures will become clear with a message for you. With the Holy Prophet, on ascension, when he unveiled important abstract immaterial data, that was then converted by the soul of the Prophet. It's all within. There's nothing outside the Holy Prophet. There's no physical angel. There's no sounds outside. Revelations within. When he converted it, the converted Barzakhi picture of that Kashfi knowledge was Jibreel. Jibreel. Barzakhi Jibreel. If then you were there, we wouldn't have seen Jibreel. Here, Jibreel is a product of the soul of the Prophet. He converted that Kashfi knowledge into knowledge, into pictures, Barzakhi pictures. It's like when I dream, the person beside me can't see what I'm dreaming. Because the dream is in unity with me, it's all within. He can't see it. It's not a physical reality. And dreams, it's the realm of Barzakh. It was Jibreel, you saw Jibreel. Jibreel read the Quran, or according to some people, had tablets of the Quran with the writing, inscription. It's a product of the soul of the Prophet. It's not outside the soul of the Prophet. It is the soul of the Prophet. The Prophet is the talking Quran. They're not separable from one another. It's one reality here. One's called the silent Quran, one's called the talking. The silent Quran is a product of the talking Quran. As a result of ascending to Ummul Kitab, to the essence of Allah, Allah's knowledge, unveiling it. But the pure Masum heart converts it to Barzakhi pictures, and Barzakhi Jibreel was there. We discussed about angels, two forms of existences. We have the original existence and the Barzakhi. The Barzakhi being the product of our soul. We all can see Jibreel at the same time as possible. Like Nakir and Munkar, the questioning angels. A thousand people die, they all have Nakir and Munkar. It's a product of the soul. But it was part of the Prophet. It's the soul of the Prophet. The Prophet never made a mistake in relation to revelation. He never forgot a verse of the Quran. It's never recorded. We have nothing in history to say the Prophet forgot what the verse was. It's never recorded in history that the Holy Prophet went and memorized the Quran. When we memorize, we memorize it outside to inside. What happened in Revelation was an inner journey. Then it was propagated outside. The difference there. It's just, so how can you forget yourself? The Holy Prophet's forgetting of the Quran, like one forgetting oneself. And many times we'll say, put that verse in this verse, put this in between these verses. And he would never forget. He couldn't forget. So, this notion of cash unveiling, which is a mechanism in Revelation, involved the Holy Prophet ascending. Me and you can ascend too, but when we convert those Barzakhi pictures, we can see angels too, potentially. We can receive revelation too, potentially. But our revelation, and we can see Jibreel, we can see many angels, but our revelation isn't of the legislative type. But we can receive revelation, but it can't be a list of halals and harams. With their Sharia came to an end. It's an eternal Sharia now. But we have revelation of the non-legislative time. And many non-prophets have received revelation of the non-legislative time. Lady Maryam in the Quran is explicit. Lady Fatima, alayhi salam, has a mushaf. As a book, the book of Fatima, that was all the mirages of Lady Fatima, alayhi salam. what she saw. It's three times the Quran. There's no verse of the Quran in it either. It's not repeating anything. Everything that was happened until the very end was recorded. This is the soul of Fatima. She can spiritually ascend. She can unveil, and with her ma'sum heart, she converts it into barrels and pictures. She saw Jibreel giving her all the information. She read it out, and you know what meaning did the writing. She saw what will happen to Muslims, Islam, to the Ummah. And it's very difficult to bear that knowledge, especially when the Ummah fail in their duties. She died at a very young age. She had to tolerate an aunt. That was also a revelation of the non-legislative time. When we undergo kashf, when the prophets undergo kashf, unveiling from in the supra-angelic realms, immaterial realms, when they unveil that knowledge, sometimes that knowledge, which is immaterial, indivisible, is converted into barzakhi pictures. Jibreel comes, gives the word, it's the word of God and the Holy Prophet, that's what happened. But sometimes the Prophet doesn't undergo that conversion. They receive kashfi knowledge, they ascend, they receive kashfi knowledge, but then that knowledge they use, but they use their own wording to elaborate on that kashfi knowledge. That's a very important distinction there. Revelation, why? Muhammad style. Was of this time, where that kashfi knowledge was converted into barzakhi pictures. Jibreel was the result, giving the words, and Jibreel was writing. According to An-Nawmi Tabatawi, the revelation of previous prophets wasn't of this style. As I said last night, there was no angelic intermediary with Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. They don't have it. And the Christians don't believe that either. There's no Jibreel coming, revealing the words. That happened with our prophet's revelation. That kashfi knowledge was converted into barzakhi angel. Giving the word, it's Allah's word. He's speaking the Arabic word. It's what happening with them. It's a product of the Holy Prophet. The Arabic word was the word of God. It wasn't the Holy Prophet's word. He's seeing the angel giving the Arabic. When he's listening to it, the barzakhi, listening, if we were there, we wouldn't. Then now he comes and gives the word to the people. The word of this Allah's word. With the previous prophets, according to An-Nawmi Tabatawi, they also ascended. It was a spiritual ascension. They were in unity with the mother of the book. But then they use their own wording to elaborate those truths that they have received. They use their own wording. Exactly what happens in Hadith al-Qudsi, the sacred traditions, where Allah says X, Y, Z. Here the Holy Prophet would have a mi'raj, spiritual ascension. But then he wasn't converted to an angel in the barzakhi reality. He used that, and he used his own words to express those kashfi, immaterial truths. An-Nawmi believes, it's not a popular belief amongst the Shia scholars, but it requires some deliberation over. He says, yes, no, their books, there was no angelic intermediary. It wasn't converted into barzakhi angel who was there to give the word. Only the Quran is a miracle. The Quran is only with us today. Those books, the words of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Nabi Musa, they're distorted. How can Allah's word be distorted? the Arabic Quran is Allah's word. They can't be distorted. Only the Quran is regarded as a miracle. The other books are very respectable, of course. The wording of the previous prophets are very respectable. It's not consonant there. That's why in the Quran we have the wudu. The aspect, we can't even touch it without the wudu. With those books, we don't have that. Unless it's Allah's name that you can't touch. You can't touch Allah's name, even if it's written in English. So, when you're counting the dollars, you have to be careful, yes. Yes. So, that's one important point just to mention, and I do have something to read from Allah. One of his students has said that Allah has said this. It's not from one of his books. Allah says, in chapter 43, verses 1 to 3, Ha Amin, by the manifest book, we have made it an Arabic Quran. You see, there's a scholar in Iran, an Iranian scholar. He's a very good scholar. I mean, but what he does in his political events, and that doesn't concern us. His knowledge is very strong, much stronger than mine. That's without standing on ceremony, without a doubt. Very, very strong scholar, with good ustads, Sheikh Qatari and people like that. Then he came with this theory that the Quran was the Holy Prophet's words. It was the Holy Prophet's word, not God's word. You see, and now you should understand the deficiency of that. Because what happens, that may qualify in relation to previous prophets. It may qualify in relation to the sacred traditions. But in relation to the Quran, it was revealed as an Arabic Quran. The mother of the book was assigned as an Arabic Quran. It wasn't the Holy Prophet's word. Whatever Jibreel would say, he would then just say out. He would listen to Jibreel like you would listen to someone in our dreams. All Allah's words. He never attributed the Quran to himself. There was no, you know, interference on his behalf. He was only a recipient. But being a ma'soon, he was able to spiritually ascend and make that conversion, and that conversion was error-free because he was a ma'soon. We, when we converted, it's not error-free. The pure the heartfelt, the pure the conversion. Anyway. Homim, by the manifest book, which is the Umar Kitab, we have made it an Arabic Quran. See, Arabic is part of revelation, it's God's word. It's not just because the Holy Prophet was an Arab and he used his own wording. No. That may have applied to previous ones, but not here. And in chapter 12, verses 1 to 2, Allah says, and if not, these are the signs of the manifest book. Indeed, we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran. I.e., the Arabic was sent as part of the revelation, so that it be understood. The ratio legis, the wisdom, the rationale behind, for revealing in Arabic was that of the people's understanding. However, in other heavenly books, such as the Injil and Torah, this was not the case. I.e., words were not part of the process of revelation. They understood the kashfi knowledge that they received as a result of spiritual ascension, but there were no Arabic words, there were no words. Then they used their own words to explain those truths. There, the Prophet was revealed upon, but that which he was revealed was propagated to the people with his own word. And that's another important point just to take. Now, the Quran, the reality of the Quran, Ummul Kitab, is on a par with Allah's knowledge, from pre-eternity to post-eternity. Just think of the number of realms that pure reality had to descend until it became an Arabic Quran, understandable to us. Had to go through a lot of, you know, layers, becoming less and less indivisible, less and less immaterial, before it came into words so that we can read and we can understand. an immaterial, pre-eternal to post-eternal reality manifesting itself, disclosing itself as words. But from these words, we can reach that eternity. If we practice them, if it becomes ingrained within us. Part of the reality of the Qur'an is that everything that happens from pre-eternity to post-eternity is in the Qur'an. But not in the physical Qur'an, the Arabic words. You have to get to the inner esoteric dimensions of it. But whatever happens from pre-eternity, it's in the Qur'an. But not in the Arabic Qur'an. The Arabic Qur'an is only a manifestation of that reality, that the immaterial reality from pre-eternity to post-eternity. Now, in Laylatul Qadr, the events that occur the next 1 year, and the Quran, everything that occurs until the very end, it's all in the Quran. All the events that occur for me and you, sent down. It's written, signed by the Ma'soom of the time. The Ma'soom ascends spiritually. The Ma'soom unveils the Quran. And then 1 year's events are converted to those Barzakhi pictures of the Ma'soom before the Ma'soom knows what will happen for 1 year. We pray that sustenance-wise, mercy-wise, health-wise, everything, we want the best destiny for a year, this year which is coming. And the best possible destiny within our capacity will be given to us. Unless you sin. If you sin, then you're just limiting that potential destiny that is written for you more and more and more. It's not predestination. But one sees everything. They see everything that will occur. In the 1 year, that soul sees it. This was revealed. This will be revealed. It's revealed every year. Does it have to be the 23rd of Ramadan? It's a discussion. I don't want to enter that here. Does it have to be that one day? Don't expect any magic tonight. If you rarely came to the mosque, rarely did supplication, and today you think just by being awake and reciting a few du'as, you will be given the best destiny, you're very, very far from the truth. I don't want to cause any despair in anyone. But you had to work for this night the whole year. The more you work spiritually, the more the bright, the more brightful that destiny of yours will be, the more you will ascend. But you have to work for it. One night, one doing it. We have a tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam who says, "No rufiat Laylatul Qadr." If Laylatul Qadr was removed, La Rafa al Quran, the Quran would be removed. Makes no sense. If there's no Laylatul Qadr, there's no Quran. Laylatul Qadr is the Ma'soom heart. The heart of the Ma'soom. The Quran, we said, is a product of the heart of the Prophet, product of the soul of the Prophet. He ascended, it was converted into Barzakhi images. It's all within. No Laylatul Qadr, that Ma'soom heart, if we don't have that, there's no Qur'an. The Qur'an is a product of the Ma'soom, after spiritually ascending. Today the Ma'soom is the 12th Imam. He does the ascending. There's no 12th Imam, there's no Qur'an.
Qayyim al-Kitab refers to the 12th Imam. Qayyim al-Kitab.
I am? Maybe. I have to. I don't know. This twelfth Imam. The twelfth Imam ascends, acquires Kashfi knowledge, is converted into Barzakhi images. Here, the Barzakhi images is 1 year's events, everything before the Imam. And now, I'm leaving two precious things before you. Kitab al-Law, the Quran, the silent Quran, wa itrati, the talking Qurans. My family, that's me. Innahuma la yakhtariqa. They're never separated from one another. They can't be separated from one another. It's one reality. Different manifestations of the same reality. You can't separate them. If you do, if you remove the Quran, there's no Laylatul Qadr, there's no Quran. Laylatul Qadr is the heart of the Ma'soom. Although this is also another area of discussion, that what does it mean, this lay in the Quran, night? What does night mean? What does yawm mean? These are concepts we take for granted. Yawm doesn't mean day. It means yawm means manifestation. Since the day manifests things that we couldn't see at night, they call it a day. It's a kind of a manifesting. Layl is also a form of manifesting. They're both manifesting. But one is manifesting in the arc of descent, Qawse Nuzuli, and one is a form of manifesting in the arc of ascent, Qawse Suudi. What does that mean? With the Quran, it was sent down. There was a descent which occurred. The Quran was manifested descent-wise. When things are manifested descent-wise, Layl is used. What was manifested, though? Laylatul Qadr. Qadr coming from Qadr. Destiny was manifested. Yawm also means manifested. But it's, whilst it's a man which ascends, things which manifest when you're ascending to Allah. When we die, we're going to Allah. In Barzakh, we're manifesting our soul. All our actions are now embodied. They're manifesting itself. Heaven and hell, it's all manifestation of our actions. That's manifestation of ascent. Yawm al-Akhir. They say Yawm al-Akhir. Or Maliki Yawm al-Din, where religion will be manifested. See, they see how translations can totally make you oblivious to the inner dimensions here. Yawm is something, or any medium which manifests something. That's the difference of yawm. Lay also, night, it's a form of manifesting. The difference is though, one is a descent form of manifestation. One occurs while ascending. Although that was just in the margin. Laylatul Qadr. A descent has happened. Of what? Of Qadr, destiny. Where? Where has it occurred? The Quran is in the conduct of the heart of the Ma'soom. The Quran is Allah's knowledge. 1 year's events before the Ma'soom has been presented before them. That's the importance of tonight. And then there's another Laylatul Qadr that the Quran speaks of. And that's in relation to Alam al-Dhar. Alam al-Dhar, it wasn't as if our soul, according to the Oracle, it wasn't as if our souls were present. I mean, Alam al-Dhar, I know it's a topic that many people are excited with. And the theologians have some perspectives. I've spoken about those perspectives too. It's okay to believe in those. I'm not saying it's wrong. No, everything I'm saying is just one perspective. Please don't think I'm rejecting others. This is also one perspective. In order there, it doesn't have to be the case that the souls were. We existed. And then we accepted certain truths. We said La Baik in relation to Hajj, how many times we want to go to Hajj, how many times we'll do this, how many times we'll do that. And then the same souls appeared here during gestation. At 4 months, it came again. This has two problems with it. First, it's by definition on a par with reincarnation, if you believe in that. So you have to sort that out. And a bodiless soul, bodiless, not physical-less, a bodiless soul is a contradiction in terms. These are two philosophical points. There's no need to enter that now. Maybe with the reincarnation, I'll speak more about it later. Here, in chapter 772, when all the descendants of Adam came, and they said to Allah, we accept everything. This was the Laylatul Qadr of Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam ascended. Kashfi knowledge was acquired. He converted it into Barzakhi pictures, and he saw all the events post-eternally, what will happen. How many times will go to Hajj, how many times, he saw it in every people. It's possible to see things in the future. Many people here may have had these experiences. It's not predestination. They've entered immaterial zones now. When they convert into Barzakhi pictures, they see the future. It's nothing to do with predestination. Adam, and he's up, so he saw everything. He looked up, there were lights, everywhere light. Who the lights were, that's another discussion. But he looked down, this is during his vision of that Kashfi knowledge being converted. Then he looked down, he saw a lot of ants, those ants being us. That is a very small creature. He saw the people as ants just running around, perplexed and haywire. But that was his Laylatul Qadr, at the Ark of Descent, where that Kashfi knowledge was converted. It wasn't, you know, something else. And that's one Laylatul Qadr which we too have that capacity tonight. We too have that capacity to acquire that Kashfi knowledge and convert it into Barzakhi pictures. And that's important. Our capacity is great. And perfection lies in these apparitions and visions. Okay. Thank you very much. Let's just end with a few doors and then we'll end it. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Oh Allah, we're all sinners. So forgive us our sins. We're very weak. Strengthen us against satanic temptations, satanic whisperings. By the truth of Laylatul Qadr, by the truth of the Imam, guide us on the straight path. Make us use these last remaining days of the holy month maximally. Enlighten the soul of the deceased members of our friends and family. Hasten the advent of the 12th Imam. Muslims all around the world are being abused and oppressed, especially recently in Myanmar, where they're being ethnically cleansed, but in other countries, Syria, Bahrain, Yemen, Palestine, Iraq, India, Pakistan, Kashmir, everywhere. And strengthen them against the oppressors. Oh Allah, preserve the fuqaha for us. The fuqaha in Sharia, the fuqaha in the Tariqa, all of them. And protect our leader from the evil forces of global arrogance.